Thanks, Ray Choto. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Saturday, October 12th, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. African leaders agree that sitting presidents should not be put on trial by the International Criminal Court as Kenyan leaders appear in the dock for atrocities committed soon after the country's disputed 2007 elections.
It should be underscored that our goal is not and should not be a crusade against ICC, but a solemn call for the organization to take Africa's concerns seriously.
And the Youth Assembly of the MTC formation of former Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai has declared its continued loyalty to its leader. African leaders agree that sitting presidents should not be put on trial by the International Criminal Court as Kenyan leaders appear in the dock for atrocities committed soon after the country's disputed 2007 elections. The African leaders meeting in Ethiopia called for the ICC to defer the trial of Kenyan leaders President Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto. Speaking at the African Union summit today, some heads of state expressed concern that the World Court is biased against African nations and unfairly targets Africans. Another sitting president who is being targeted by the ICC is Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Hail Miriam Desalegn, who serves as the African Union chairman, urged the ICC to pay attention to the concerns raised by the 54-member African Union.
It should be underscored that our goal is not and should not be a crusade against ICC, but a solemn call for the organization to take Africa's concerns seriously.
Most of the African leaders wanted to pull out of the ICC, saying it does not prosecute leaders from developed nations for committing war crimes. ZANU-PF Central Committee member Godfrey Malaba says the ICC has become a puppet of Western nations.
The move can be misconstrued and perhaps misunderstood by a lot of people to mean that African leaders are looking for ways at protecting themselves, more so after committing some crimes of some sort. But actually, it is on the contrary. The move actually stems from the behavior of the ICC as such. Because we have seen a lot of atrocities being committed by European countries and America, etc. The case in question is the issue of Iraq, Afghanistan, and other countries where a lot of people were killed, and of course Libya and others. In all those atrocities, no one has been brought to book so far, solely because the decision was taken by the so-called superpower America with the aid of Britain. The message that is coming from the decision of the African leaders is that atrocities are the same, and the death of these people is equally the same. If America kills people and Libya kills people, they should be treated equally. So whosoever commits crime should be treated equally.
Are these African leaders not going to abuse this kind of privilege?
Abusing it in what sense? The African leaders have a responsibility to superintend over the affairs of their states, and they have their people to judge them by way of voting them in or out.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member Godfrey Malaba. And political analyst Shadrack Kuto of the University of South Africa says the ICC does not have the power to grant these leaders immunity against prosecution.
The African leaders ought to be informed or made to know what international law is, especially the law of treaties. 34 African countries ratified the Rome Statute that created the International Criminal Court. And from there, when you ratify a treaty, you are expected to know the obligations under it, how to get in and how to get out of it, but also, most importantly, whether or not the treaty provides for exemption of sitting heads of state and government from being tried. The Rome Statute is very clear that irrespective of who you are, if you are alleged to have committed war crimes, crimes against humanity, or genocide, you will be tried, whether you are head of state, whether you are a commander of a military that commits war crimes and so on. So there's no way in which that resolution could make sense under international law of treaties, especially the Rome Statute. And therefore, I think that our leaders are misinformed, and I believe that they are really playing games here, because if a sitting head of state commits a crime and you do not punish them, it means therefore that there is immunity for heads of state, which could lead to them really committing all sorts of atrocities.
That was political analyst Shadrack Kutu of the University of South Africa speaking with Studio 7 from Johannesburg.